Pod Culture, episode 199, The Geeky Horror Clip Show, for Monday, March 22nd, 2010. We're looking fine. It's Pod Culture 199. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And I'm Andy.
Hi, hey, Andy. Andy.
Look what wandered into the studio.
No, we didn't. He didn't wander. We opened the door.
You opened the door.
Actually, I didn't open the door.
We
I
told
said,
him
come
to come in.
Yes.
Well. So we wandered into the studio.
Not that I'm vampiric or anything, but I had to have permission to enter.
Do you vamp chazzle?
I was waiting. Okay,
I will skate you for that later.
20 seconds into the episode.
Oh, come on. I was too good not to.
All right, fine.
So we're here with a little bit of a special episode of Pod Culture. Since we're lazy and want to take a break for a little bit of an episode.
We're not lazy. We just have things we'd like to share with you.
All right.
You.
I'm lazy.
Well, okay then.
And that don't want to edit a full regular show.
We've I'll go got, with that.
You know, when we have the big landmark Pod Culture 200 coming up very soon.
Looming in the very near future.
We want to clear the slate and make sure.
Very near future.
You know what? If we're going to have an anniversary, there are things about us you should probably still know. Yeah.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah. Cleanse, this is the, yeah. Yeah. Get it all out in the open.
Lots of shows do a clip show retrospective type thing, and, well, we're no different, except we are.
We're totally different.
We're doing a clip show.
We
but it's
revel
clips
in our differentness
of the show that you've never heard before.
New to you.
Yeah. Like, not so much new to us, or my memory's so bad it
yeah, it's
kinda
probably
is.
Stuff we don't remember talking about because yeah. We forget the thing is recording sometimes.
We have, I think we have a geek cuisine that we've never played before. That's just been sitting in the can, and it hadn't made it in the show. We've got some stuff that we've done off air from the fabled Pod Culture Raw episodes.
These mysterious creatures
taking up gigs of space on the hard drive. But we've got some clips from those and then another thing or two as well.
Little clip of me subjecting my close group of friends to tofurkey and gravy soda.
Yeah.
Are they still your friends?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Okay, good.
So that should be interesting. So kick back, relax, and enjoy.
Enjoy the leftovers.
Enjoy the leftovers.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, I didn't even tell the story about the mail lady.
Yeah, see, no, that just doesn't help your cause.
I didn't do nothing.
No, it doesn't help your cause. As PR manager, I say don't tell that story.
All right, well, I'll tell it on the while we're
okay.
Off the air, so to speak.
That's fine.
All right, you know how the parking lot for CBW is laid out, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm usually coming in from the apartment, where the apartments are, and then down that little hill, and I park on that one side, that first side right there at the corner. And,
so if you're looking at it, you'd be on the left if you were facing the front door.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'd be that first space that's on the left. And then that first space that faces the store, in between those two, where that angle is, they've got those diagonal lines. When I pulled in, there was a mail truck parked right there in the stripes. So, I'm not thinking anything. I just park in my normal space that I always park in, that first space. And mail lady comes out, and I, of course, go in, and I'm, turn left, go to the walls, and then, get my books. And, I'm talking to Doug a little bit. Mail lady comes back in a huff. She goes, "Why do you have to park in front of me?" And I'm in a parking space, lady. Because apparently she, doesn't have reverse on her.
They're not allowed to back up.
Because there's no problem. It went straight on back, which is bullshit, because they can.
We're not allowed to put it in reverse.
Yeah.
What?
That's what she told him.
Mm-hmm.
It is the government.
I guess.
Not that the government's not already in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, and Doug just turns around and is like, not in the store. I mean, because I'm not saying that. I think I'm in between the lines. You know, it's not
you're
like I
you
know, pulled over even close to the line. I'm smack in the middle there.
You're in a spot. She's not.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the right,
like,
obviously.
Why couldn't she have just parked in a spot?
I was gonna say, you could have parked in a space, even, you know, to say where you're taking up several spaces or something there, you know?
She couldn't have backed up.
That was a fire lane.
When I was going to check out, Doug's like, you know, I had to go down to the post office before, and he goes, I don't have a problem with her, but everyone down there says she's a bitch.
It's a shame.
I'm just like, I didn't say anything. I didn't even close. I got to popping off. I'm like, you just couldn't park in a parking space? Like, really? Like, what the hell's the problem, lady?
It's not like it's a very big truck.
You know, on Veterans Parkway, when there's the Qdoba Pizza Hut down there. Not Qdoba, the Moe's and and Pizza Hut and the pet store and everything. Yeah. I was leaving there the other day and the cars are all at a stop, and some girl had stopped her car. You know, they got parking spots right in front, and then there's a road, kind of, not a road, but, you know, the place where people drive, and then there's the rest of the parking lot. There were empty parking slots up front, but she just stopped in traffic. She just stopped and got out and went in. Left her car there, and everybody's sitting there like, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
And then she comes back, and she's acting like all huffy at people, like, because they were obviously mad. You know, it's like, what are you thinking? So then she pulls into one of the parking spots.
Oh, my God, like, you couldn't have done that.
Wow. Why did you have to, you know?
That takes a special kind of person.
Yeah, it does.
It's a special kind of stupid.
Oh, well.
Jeez.
And we've been telling that story on the show. That would have been the episode title.
Special kind of stupid.
Cats.
Litter box of the universe.
Oh, my God. I can see him with a little shirt on. Oh, my God. It's so cute.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a fridge. What a fridge. Oh, yeah.
You do realize we're still recording, right?
That's why I'm trying not to laugh out loud.
God, I'm just letting it go. That was how long could keep going with this shit?
Ma, you can lift this flavored liquor in my koala fridge.
God damn it, that's going to be stuck in my head now.
No, it's koala fridge! Oh, yeah!
I was waiting for the koala to throw up the horns.
I would, but his arms are so do his torso. Oh, yeah! Rock out in my koala fridge!
I was trying to be quiet so you could use it for part of the show. But at 2:30 in the morning, when he starts singing Koala Fridge, I'm calling you.
I'm going to steal my phone. No.
Koala Fridge.
2:30, all right. Koala Fridge.
Missed it.
You missed it completely. Encore! Encore!
Koala Fridge! With my eucalyptus flavored liquor! Stuck in my Koala Fridge! I've killed Brad.
Yeah, I noticed.
We've got about an hour and 17.
I do love it. It's beautiful. It looks like
they need to do a like Daedalus now.
Oh, guys, dear Andy at QMX.
Yes. Can you like email him the sound clip or something?
Oh no, he'll be listening because he's already said he's anxious to hear our review.
Yeah, but he's not going to hear this part.
He's not going to hear this part though. Daedalus, please, hey, I will buy it.
No, wait. Can I have a little?
Come out and be like the Serenity model, $2,500. Yeah.
Can I have a little?
They could do one like this size.
Or like the little Peter keychain Serenity.
Dear QMX, can I have a little damn Asgard?
That would be
dear QMX.
Yes,
I want a little damn Asgard.
Those guys would lend well to like a cartoony style, like that. I think they. I think they really.
I want
would.
A little Thor. I love him. No, walk away, Brad.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
Oh, I have nothing against anybody, but if you're gonna live in another country, you learn the language. I would learn French if I was going to France.
That's true.
If I was going to England,
I would learn English. Yeah. I mean, if I was going,
I speak American.
If I was going to live in Wales, I would at least learn to read. You know.
Yeah.
I would ask Jonah. He didn't like living in Wales.
Oh my God, that was so good!
Wow. Oh, that you call a good joke.
The timing. Oh, the timing of that.
That
was awesome.
You call a good joke.
Bless.
The timing of that was perfect, though.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was seamless. It was. It's
Ninja
not
humor.
It's not what the joke is. It's the timing of the joke.
You see, good. If I stopped to think if it was funny or not, the timing would have been gone.
You throw the timing off.
You got to just. Go with it. Just throw it out there and hope it sticks.
Hey, this is Adam coming to you from my house, recording a special segment for Pod Culture with my good bunch of friends here that I hope stay my good bunch of friends here because we are going to do little shots of Tofurkian gravy. Yes, I am introducing them to the pain that the Pod Culture crew has experienced. So I'll go around and introduce everybody. Start with Ace here.
Hi, everybody.
This is Ace. Kevin.
Yo.
Yeah, there's Kevin.
I swear there's a gun to my head. Yeah. Someone send for help.
And then we got our buddy Richard here.
I'm afraid. I am very afraid. Help me, please.
And then Kevin's wife, Maria.
Oh, God, we're all going to die.
And I have Matt here.
Hey, guys, let's just get this done.
Let's hurry up and get this over with, huh? All right.
Define interesting.
So, here we go. Everybody has shots of tofurkey and gravy sota from Jones. So, we're going to just kind of jump into this, and we're all going to take a swig, and you're going to hear everybody's reaction. So, everybody ready?
Ready.
Thank God.
If I don't make it, everything goes to my wife.
It better go to me.
Three,
Slanka.
Two, one, drink.
Oh, and God.
Oh, it's got an aftertaste.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like diet wet cardboard.
Where is your God now?
You know what a dog smells like when it comes in from the rain? It tastes like that smell.
Oh, God.
It tastes like...
I need water.
It tastes like whenever you drink... If you were drinking the day-old grease from a turkey.
I've never had that, so I can't say.
And you know what the worst part is? Is you can tell that there's artificial sweetener in here. That's the worst part. But whatever it
sweetener?
Is... Sweetener? Yeah. Whatever it is.
Diet. It's that diet flavor in the background.
Exactly. It's diet
aspartame.
It's diet ass.
Damn it, diet.
Hey, aspartame. Focus on the ass.
That's what Brad would say. Now we're going into the candy corn soda that should be a little bit more tame.
It actually smells like candy corn.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It stinks.
So,
Maria, you can't smell anything. Hey, leave her alone. No.
All right, here we go with the candy corn soda. So everybody go ahead and throw it back.
Slancha.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's not that bad.
That's
actually tofu.
Wow, you know what? I'd polish that
let's
off.
Let's put this into perspective here.
That's like a thinner version of pancake syrup, really.
Yeah. It's a diet McDonald's McGriddle.
Oh, Maria did not like it at all.
Okay.
Was it better on the way down or the way up?
Do you need a bucket?
Do you need some water?
Maria, let me see your tongue real quick because I think it's yellow.
Ew.
Okay, all right. So that was our little impromptu Jones soda tasting. Thanks, guys, and we'll throw it back to you in the studio.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you seen the live-action Ace of Diamonds costume?
No.
You're right. It doesn't look very comfortable. She should take it off.
I walked right into Walked right into that one, didn't I? Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the Ace costume was red and black wedgie.
Yeah, basically.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, according to the people that were falling down on their knees and worshiping me.
Dog, when you had her in the store.
All hail Glenn. All hail Glenn.
Actually, the year I first took her to Dragon Con, I had a group of guys stop me as I was getting on the elevator, and they fell down their knees. Seriously, they were like, you brought her here. Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't realize you took Jennifer to Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. That was her debut. It was at Dragon Con.
That's cool.
I got a triple. Who swallowed a triple?
His last name is Furby, and I felt so bad.
I don't know why she swallowed a triple.
Well, like, imagine going through your senior years with the last name Furby.
Perhaps she'll triple.
Okay, why weren't you recording that?
It's on the raw feed.
Yeah.
Get these Mother Smurfing tribbles off my Monday to Friday tribble.
Oh.
Get these monkey eating tribbles off my Monday to Friday starship.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a tribble?
Oh, dear.
It was just the fact that he was doing it so quietly.
Tribble. You have that.
Now that
you have that
is
on the road.
Tasty tribble.
That's a tasty.
Aww.
Aww. That's bad.
You can feed starving countries.
A royale with tribble.
What is a tribble in
it's a France?
It's just a tribble, but tribble. It's the tribble.
Royale with tribble.
Royale.
Royale. Gotcha.
Koala fridge.
Koala fridge.
Koala fridge.
But episode title 11, there's nobody know what the hell is going
on. Koala fridge.
Like, what? Koala fridge.
Needle scratch.
What did I say my last name was going to be an acronym for? Koala Association Rehab and what? Rescue
Koala
and Rehab.
Rescue and Rehabilitation.
That's it. That's going to be the acronym.
Nice.
We are back, and we're ready to get our sugar on.
We're always ready to get our sugar on. Are you kidding me?
And that is truth. And then this must be like a parallel universe or something.
Why?
Because we're not providing the geek cuisine this time.
No.
Glenn brought it.
Evil Glenn.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Glenn.
Mirror, mirror.
Glenn. No, yeah. Evil Glenn would be clean shaven.
That's right.
Oh, that is true, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Although, you know, since I've been working in Kentucky all these years, I decided I should grow a mullet. So I'm working
on
it.
You kind of did for a while.
Who are you and where is Glenn?
Yeah.
Check the closet for pods.
You know, you did spend a lot of time out in Bullock County.
I fell asleep in the last segment.
Oh, wow. You shaved your head.
Wow. It was a pod person.
We give you a bad haircut.
You've been a pod person for almost 5 years now.
Well, keeping with a recent theme of candy corn, we have gingerbread flavored candy corn. From, I believe, the same maker as some of the others, Zachary.
The cinnamon fangs.
The cinnamon fangs. Was it Adam that brought those, or did we?
It was me. I got them from work from Celeste.
It was Adam that stuck them on his teeth.
Yes. I've got that picture on my phone as we speak. Because I don't delete anything. And,
those were freaking awesome. Those cinnamon fangs.
Oh, so I'm looking forward to these. I bet you they're really gingerbready.
Let's hope. Here we go.
Oh, gingerbread. How
I'm waiting for the tofurkey.
No.
Candy corn.
Oh. The candy corn is sponsored by Jones. I don't think so. He'll take half of one.
It smells pretty strong.
Yeah. Gingerbread, how I do not care for you, but we'll see.
Give me worse. Give me ginger snaps.
Yeah.
I like ginger snaps.
Not if you've seen the movie.
They're healthy cookies. Well, not healthy cookies, but they're not as bad cookies.
I guess they're not. Don't smell too bad.
No, they smell pretty good.
Ginger's good for your tummy when it's real ginger.
That is true. Ginger pills, and it's good for nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger beer.
Stone's ginger wine.
These are, what's the name of the company again?
Zachary. He's making bread face. Bread.
Well, no. Okay, there goes, there's bread face.
Gourmet candy corn.
No, that's he just smelled a bread.
Oh.
Gourmet candy corn.
Okay, yeah, so gingerbread gourmet candy corn.
I like them.
Yeah.
He's like, eh.
I can do without them.
Oh, Brad's making quite the face. He's there, like, too.
I don't quite understand I don't know. Oh, there's the ginger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got, like, there are some stages.
Maybe it's the texture.
It's ninja gingerbread cookies.
There's stages to
ninja
this.
Ninja bread cookies?
Because it sneaks up on you.
I still want to get that video game. I swear to God, there's a Wii game.
Mm-hmm.
Called Ninja Bread Man.
Oh,
and really?
A little gingerbread man cookie. Dressed up as like a ninja.
Wow.
They're good. I like them.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're taking those home with you, right?
Yeah.
Give them to the froggies.
Those were nasty.
I don't really get the nasty.
They weren't tofurkey nasty.
I mean, oh, no. No.
I don't notice.
No. I would drink that as a soda. You know, that's fine.
I could choke it down. Yeah, I could choke it down as a soda.
No. The cinnamon fangs were just light years better than that.
I
with
think
you
good.
On this one, Brad.
I think we're split down the middle because I think
so we have a split decision.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we need like Ashley or Andy here or something. Now.
Andy, come on over. Right now.
Take some home to the kid.
No, he's already angry with us. Let's not make him angrier.
Best voicemail ever.
leave him alone.
Because you know what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Hi, he's son of Freehold South.
Crap. Dad's here.
I think they're good.
Yeah, I'm giving him a thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I think they're good. I don't really notice anything extreme about them. It's not like super ginger. You know, it's...
I know them.
You're not as ginger as you want to be, dear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm losing more every day.
I think they're all right. I mean, nothing spectacular. Yeah. I wouldn't go out of my way to get them again or something, but they're all right.
Where'd you find those, man?
Actually, my dad gave them to me. I was like, hey, Geek Cuisine, I'm taking these.
Thank you, Father of Glenn.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Glenn's dad.
The scary thing is, I know how long some shit sits around his house.
No,
but
no.
You know, we opened it. They can't be bad.
Yeah, here's the thing. My dad
Batman
is like,
tortilla chips. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's me. That's not my dad. That's me.
I don't know if that's something you may have got, and it's been
2003.
You know,
candy corn. I mean, they only really made, you know, one huge batch of candy corn about 10 years ago that they're still running off of.
So. Yeah, that's probably very well possible.
No, we're probably getting more Geek Cuisine from my dad because he's like borderline diabetic. So he goes and he buys all this candy. And then when I come over, he's like, here, take this with you. I'm not supposed to eat it. So I keep taking all this candy home. I'm like, I'm going to become diabetic because of my dad.
You're already predisposed to it.
No, jeez. See, if I'm not diabetic after my mom and I sitting with our bag of brown sugar and spoons, I think we're okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never say anything about my sweet tooth again.
Yeah, brown sugar, and she used to take these cake decorating classes, so she'd come home and she'd make frosting, and we'd sit and eat with a spoon.
Wow. You know,
and
that
I
really explains a lot about you now.
I was a skinny ass kid. I mean, I had no fat on me at all until I hit like college.
That's all the vodka.
No,
the beer.
I did not drink beer. I only drank vodka because I had insomnia.
So, yeah,
that's her story, like, and she's
vodka,
sticking to it.
No, it's candy corn or something.
Sad but true. I was very boring in college. Still very boring. I'm still very boring.
Lynn, most boring frat guy you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine either of you in a frat.
I know. Weird, isn't it?
Like, unless it was like a geek frat.
Well, actually, yeah. They decide, like, because, all right.
You know, to pledge, you had to get like a certain score, and gamer score had to be a certain number.
Gamma, epsilon, epsilon, kappa.
Was they desire.
Yes.
But they were
I want that, I'm
just
sure.
establishing a chapter at IU Southeast.
Sorry.
So they had a bunch of people that weren't in the teak or the pike. Weren't in that traditional mode. How you got involved in that show?
Delta, Omicron, Rho, Kappa.
Friend of mine's brother was.
I will say, going through Rush, though, I did more so with the teaks than the pike.
They're having the wrong conversation.
Yeah, I need to split the channels on this thing. Yeah. I think on that note, that is our gong. Yes.
I'm just impressed you know them all. That's awesome. Okay, sorry.
I know them all.
Not you.
No. Me. Come on.
What, the Greek letters over there?
They had their own conversation. It's right.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We were funnier.
Yeah.
Hey, we were
good
funnier.
Job, yeah.
Again, generational gap. Yeah. And we will be back with more of the show. Right after Pod Culture, the Next Generation.
Oh.
Actually, that'd be like if
the original series and better.
And Miranda Day. Oh, God. We don't want our sisters together. There'd be a whole space time in the whole. Be horrible.
Deep space culture.
Deep space camp.
And let's get a mic check. Glenn.
Hello. I'm here. Mic's on.
That's it.
That's
nothing,
it.
Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting. Mike's on.
Damn.
That's it. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Adam,
I've got nothing prepared. I don't have any songs or anything like that that I can sing, unless
songs.
No. I got nothing. Sorry. Ooh, hello. just gonna talk here like I'm normally talking and talking and talking and got nothing to say. And there's some blue marks there, and I'm talking.
Hello, it's me, and they're blue, and hello, and I don't have a song either.
You got nothing.
Ain't got nothing.
La 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 la. No vampire jazzle.
Oh, stop. I didn't buy it yet. Leave me alone.
Vamp jazzle. You haven't bought it yet?
No.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised you didn't have me out at like 1201 or something. Oh, we can get you a damn Blu-ray of it.
Well, no. I'd rather save my money for something else like my Phantom of the Opera bathroom stuff.
You can have a little hen party with a...
Hen party.
Yeah. Team Jacob party or whatever.
I'm breaking him in. He's saying
hey.
He's saying
Team
hen
Edward
party now.
All the way. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Edward James almost doesn't
Team
count.
Edward.
Edward James almost doesn't count.
Team Adama.
I would be Team Edward.
But they do have a shirt. Was it Think Geek or somebody had a shirt said it had a picture of Edward James almost and it said Team Edward?
Why don't that? Can I have that for my birthday?
That is awesome.
I would wear
somebody
that.
Somebody did. I'm not sure who it was.
I would wear that. I would so wear that and freak out all my friends.
I'm Team Buffy.
Team Buffy, yeah.
Team Buffy.
I'll go for the witch.
I love that line in True Blood. You know what this town needs? Buffy or Blade or one of those people.
All right, let's do a show.
Let's do a show.
Scene one, Apple, take two.
And I want them to get making little damn Stargate people. Because I want a little damn Rodney.
I mean, they've already gotten, they got the Teal'c?
Yes.
Maquette.
But like Stargate Atlantis people, because I want a Rodney.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Yeah, they only have the Teal'c.
And John Shepard was my favorite, and I want one of him, too.
That's so you can have a little damn Mulder.
He's perfect. He's perfect.
We want to...
Castiel. Yeah, playing Castiel.
He'd be good, too. Hmm. But I would say John Shepard as Mulder, and Olivia... Scully from Fringe.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my friends in high school had all these G.I. Joes, and like I was over his house, we were hanging out, and he went over to do something somewhere in some other room, and he came back, and all his G.I. Joes were lined up in a kick line on his dresser. Like in you know, chorus line. It's great.
He's don't like, ask, don't tell.
He's like, Christina, how much you did all my G.I. Joes? Well, they're so articulated. It's just it's asking to be posed.
So, yeah, that's our clip show.
I hope you enjoyed it half as much as we did recording.
Yeah, Adam, you still have those folks as friends, right?
Oh, yes.
And can I say how awesome your friends are for being willing to try it?
Oh, yeah, they are awesome. Good sports. No denying. That they was awesome.
Well done, everyone.
Hella cool.
And Ace, you are totally my hero.
Like, did Ace have a backpack with a couple of baseball bats in there and start beating the shit out of some Daleks?
There you go.
Okay. Old school Doctor Who fans finally get the joke. Yeah. So. Yeah. Which I gotta say, Sylvester McCoy,
he's one of my favorites.
I'm thinking he's like right up there as my favorite classic series doctors.
He was kind of a kick-ass doctor, wasn't he?
No, not really. No? He was just a smarmy little bastard.
He was a bitter doctor. He was very
He's a crabby. He was a crabby ass. Crabby. At least in the stuff that we've seen.
And he's a cynical doctor.
Devious little bastard too.
And so you can relate.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like my height.
And Brian, he's totally Sylvester McCoy.
Your thing.
Well,
I gotta work with Brian now on Dollhouse.
I know, I like Brian.
Or not Dollhouse, shit. Milk Carton.
Oh my god.
Crew.
He's such a whore, he doesn't even know what show he's on.
Well, we just didn't.
He's a podcast
pod whore.
He's pretty a much. Pod whore.
Oh, no. Leo Laporte.
Well, yeah.
Because he's a whore because he gets paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm just a podcast slut because I don't. All right.
Good All right, point. Then. That's fair.
Brad, the podcast slut.
Damn Skippy.
Actually,
he's got to have the fix.
That would be Kevin Batchelder because he's on far more.
Kevin. I love Kevin.
He's on more podcasts than I am.
He's a sweetie pie, though.
Yeah, he's a shirt that says that.
No, that's because his shows get canceled. That's why he's on more shows than you are. His TV shows that he does the shows about get canceled.
Okay, Kevin, if you're listening to this one, quit watching good shows.
Yeah.
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 So does he just condemned you. I'm sorry.
Does he have to stop watching Legend of the Secret because he does a whole podcast about that?
I like Legend of the Secret.
Start watching reality TV. Lots and lots of reality TV, Kevin.
Please.
Watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Yeah. What? No, Buzz Aldrin's going to be on there.
I can't believe that. Oh,
I want to see him break a hip dance.
How the mighty have fallen.
Oh,
he went there.
Nice.
On that note.
And on that note.
Our 199th episode has come to a close.
All right.
Put it to bed.
We are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Dos vidanya.
Ace is going to chug what's left of the bottle.
About a half a bottle.
Got about half a bottle.
The man who will do anything for fame.
The sink is over there.
Fantastic.
Actually,
it's kind of full. I don't want to do that.
It doesn't matter. Dirty dishes. They're dirty already.
Who gets your stuff if you die?
Paula.
Damn it.
You guys ready? You guys ready for this?
Oh, are you ready for this?
Salut.
I know I'm shedding, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my Lord. His eyes are watering.
It's
he just chugged the tofurkey and gravy soda.
Are you breathing? Are you undead yet?
There is a change working within me now.
Wait for that belch.
No kidding. This is the kind of potion you have to drink when you want to become a lich.
You may strip the pain off so long.
I cannot stress this enough. There was half a bottle of the tofurkey and gravy soda left that Ace just chugged.
That's right.
You will now get a dollar.
Hardcore.
It was like watching someone later. Stand in front
there
of
you
him,
go.
Open sieve, and just open
it's all
their mouth.
Smell like tofurkey.
Let me describe this experience for you now that I've had more than just a shot. Is the texture, the when you look at it, it looks like a really watery Yoo-hoo, all right? When you actually drink it, the texture in your mouth is like an Alka-Seltzer, like you broke a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets into some water.
Really?
That, you know, the taste, all you can taste is the artificial sweetener and something that they think is tofurkey. Little quote fingers there. All in all, it's kind of like...
Diet wet cardboard.
Diet wet cardboard. Rich kind of nailed it on the head. Also, like despair. You know, soul grinding.
That's real despair there, folks.
Yeah. It's leaking out of my eyes right
made
now.
Made with real anguish.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's made with children's tears. So, you know.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4POD.
Leave us a comment on the website, podculture.net, or in our forums located at farpointforums.com.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.